School and government leaders held a ribbon cutting for a new elementary school in North Adams this afternoon. Although some 340 students have been attending classes at Colgrove Park Elementary for a few weeks, Monday's ceremony allowed area leaders to recognize the work done to renovate the 19th century building into a 21st century educational center. The building was once home to Drury Academy, Drury High School, and Conti Middle School before closing in 2009. Principal Shelley Ficini says the school's technology is one of its biggest advantages.
We see a teacher using a projector and children are involved, and no longer do we have to hang maps on the wall because you can now project them onto the wall. And you know what? It is the way our students learn today. And so we're sort of meeting, not sort of, we are meeting the children where they're at. So their potential in the age that they were grown in and with the technology that many students understand was not really being met until we got here because we didn't have the infrastructure with technology to do that.
Security and energy saving systems were improved along with updating wireless technology. Students from the now shuttered Sullivan Elementary School shifted to Colgrove along with some from the other elementary schools as district lines were redrawn. Outgoing North Adams Public Schools Superintendent James Montipar discussed Colgrove's history evident in the ornate gym ceiling.
Saving this school is, to me, saving the seat of education in the city of North Adams. This was Nathan Drury throwing $3,000 on the table in 1840 saying, put together a school here. And as we unveiled this school and went through the construction project, you could see all of the historical presence in this building.
With preliminary work beginning in 2007, the renovation cost about $30 million, with the Massachusetts School Building Authority covering about $23 million of it. MSBA Executive Director Jack McCarthy lent a few words to the children seated on the gym bleachers about how the project came about.
You see the people up here and the people sitting in the middle. A lot of those people voted to raise their own taxes. That's kind of crazy if you think about it. And you always wonder, why would someone raise their own taxes? But when I look at you folks, I see why. It's because you deserve it. You deserve a 21st century education. You deserve to be competitive with not just the rest of the Commonwealth, the rest of the world. So I'm going to ask you guys on the count of three, in your biggest voice, and then you need to calm down afterwards, but in your biggest voice, when I count to three, just point in the middle and say thank you. Okay? Ready? One, two, three.
State Senator Ben Downing, who announced earlier Monday he isn't seeking another term, says the children now attending classes at Colgrove make the investment worthwhile.
This community deserves this building. The teachers here in the district deserve this building. The staff and faculty in this district deserve this building. The students deserve this building.
Reporting from North Adams, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.